T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, baseball is back. It's going to get started. 60-game season on July 23rd or July 24th. They're still working on that because we haven't had enough time to figure it all out. So here are the top 60 storylines for a 60-game Major League Baseball season. We're going to go through, well, as many as we feel like right now, and then we can pick up the rest later. And I want to see if any of these are particularly intriguing storylines to you, because number one is not necessarily my favorite, but number two, I am really fascinated to see how it plays out. So, gentlemen, I want to gauge your interest level in each one of these points. This was a huge story. Mookie Betts moving leagues. He is now going to be with the Dodgers. How interested in that are you?
Well, I think this is huge, and yes, I'm interested. I was kind of interested if this didn't happen, and there's still a possibility, a small possibility that doesn't happen because of coronavirus, but that you would trade everything, you would get a guy for 1 year and then not even get to have him play, and then he's just a free agent again. And so I do think it's big. He's one of the best players in the game.
Would you say second best?
It's like Mike Trout is there, and then his teammate Cody Bellinger is a consideration. There's Yelich who's a consideration. At times there's Nolan Arenado. At times there's Francisco Lindor. I think there's one best player in the game, and then there's a group of about 6 to 8 guys.
Okay, but you'd put him in that group.
Yes, he's in that group. So I'm excited about it. I think that could be the best lineup in baseball. And the Rangers have to face it 4 times.
Now, Corey, you just referenced, and I am concerned about that, but Corey, you just referenced one of the people, and this might be the storyline, and maybe we can compare it to Mookie Betts that I think I am most interested in, is Gerrit Cole is going to the Yankees. And he signed for 9 years, $324 million. In his last 22 starts with the Astros, he went 16-0 with a 1.78 ERA.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's,
was he in high school the last part of the year?
Yeah, it was like Mike pitching at Duncanville
with
the numbers that he was putting up.
A 39.9% strikeout rate. Which is the highest ever, by the way.
It's insane. And then he went to the postseason, and in the postseason, he was 4-1 with a 1.72 ERA, and he held batters to a 165 batting average.
Vomit.
And he's now with the Yankees, who we all hate, and I think, because the thing is,
I wish he was more like Ken Griffey Jr. so that he would hate the Yankees as much as Griffey did.
Yes. How awesome was that documentary, by the way? I want to get y'all's thoughts on that. But, like, at least with Mookie Betts, Bassick, he's moving over to a different league, whereas at least with Gerrit Cole, he's still in the American League, and I'm very intrigued by this because he's freaking awesome.
It's going to be interesting, how much they use him, as in, like, how much do you push a guy in a 60-game season? And I know Reggie had something to say, too, but that's what I'm kind of intrigued with a pitcher like Gerrit Cole.
The interesting thing, though, is aren't we getting DH in the NL, in this season? So I wonder how much the change in leagues actually factors in for Mookie here.
Well, it's just a matter of if you face a pitcher, like when you're with the Red Sox and you face the Yankees 18 times, and you get an idea of how pitchers are pitching you, and so now you're going to have to face – there's going to be some guys because of interleague who you face, but it's just going to be, hey, I haven't faced the Diamondbacks or the Rockies a lot, and so that'll be kind of the difference there. But you do make a good point with the designated hitter, and that makes a team like the Dodgers compete with maybe the Yankees for best offense in baseball this year.
Now, we mentioned Mike Trout multiple times, and for the first time in, I don't know, ever, he's going to have protection in the lineup. The Anthony Rendon, I know we were all hoping he would make his way to Texas, and then we offered him below market value, which was super confusing, and tried to pretend like we gave him a real contract offer. But now,
we gave him a Corona offer.
Yeah, we did before we even knew that that was a thing. Is so Trout at 28 won his third MVP because, you know, he's insane. And now he's going to have Anthony Rendon right behind him. So theoretically, you can't just skip over Trout because you're like, oh, we're going to go to whatever bum is in the lineup, like Over the Hill, Pujols, or whatever. Now you're going to have to deal with Anthony Rendon, who was clearly freaking awesome last year.
And you know who got a lot better at hitting as the season went along was Shohei Ohtani. So now you're going to have Mike Trout batting second, Anthony Rendon batting third, Shohei Ohtani batting fourth. Then you'll get into Upton and Pujols. Upton and Pujols were the protection for the last years of Mike Trout being MVP. Now they move to fifth and sixth in your lineup, and now you have one of the 3 to 5 best hitters in the game right behind Mike Trout, the best hitter in the game. So the Angels, who we'll get to see a lot, we're going to have to stay up late at times, but we're going to get to see 10 times that team play the Texas Rangers.
Are Pujols' hands still there, Mike, when he swings? Like, does he still have that the coordination?
Yeah, surely I'm not the only one who was hoping that Bassick was about to confirm that he does still have hands,
right? He does
right?
have hands. He kind of doesn't have feet because of plantar fasciitis.
Oh, no.
So that's really what has taken him out of his game. If he wouldn't have had, you know, and that's such a random injury, there's nothing you can do to solve that problem. I've had it, and that's the problem with getting
that. You just
got to
rest and let it heal. The inflammation
away. And then it comes back. You can't rest and let it heal and it be good. And it's just always going to be bad. If he wouldn't have had that, I think with Pujols, we could be talking about a guy who might have been able to hit 800 home runs in his career, you know, but – because of injury to Pujols, he's not the same. He's still a threat at times, but what he is he's just kind of a at best average hitter in the game when he used to be the best.
Kevin, you've always said parents turn your kids into pitchers. Add the addendum and take care of your feet, kids, because it's important, man.
So I will put that on the list. So for the 2-4, Angels are going to be good. And that leads us to storyline number 4. You only thought we were done with the best player in the game. We are not. Storyline number 4, exclamation point, Mike Trout. So I want to put this in perspective for you, how good he is. Mike Trout is 28 years old. Last season, he hit 45 home runs, 104 RBIs, walked 110 times, had an on-base percentage of .438, had an OPS of 1.083, and won his third MVP. And if you just go by WAR, that was his 6th best season. That's insane. And so
he lost the MVP one time because Miguel Cabrera had the triple crown. Like, I mean, he could be MVP for the last 7 years of the American League, and you wouldn't really have a complaint about
it. Yes. No. And so the question here will be, the thought is this could be the beginning of the decline. Not that he declines this year, but you're getting to the point where it used to be like your physical prime, they would say, is 28 to 32. Now maybe that's like adjusting a little bit, but this could be the beginning of the last great run of Mike Trout. How many more years do you think Mike Trout will be like show-stoppingly good? Not that he won't be good, but I mean like at that level.
I'm hoping for 5+ years, but if I was having to put money on it, I would bet 3 more years he's going to be the favorite to win the MVP. So when they put out Vegas odds for 2020, 21, 22, and probably even 2023, he'll still be the favorite to win the American League MVP. But from that point on, he will probably start declining as not the clear favorite.
Isn't it always, though, like with these guys that have been at the top, there was something that made them tumble? And I don't know, you know, maybe it's a family situation or something. It usually is something off field that kind of, for at least 1 year, something happens that just their mind isn't there for a little bit, and can they get that part of it back? So I can't predict if something like that's ever going to happen for him in the next 6 years, but if I'm going to go for it, I'll say 6 years, the way that this guy prepares for his everyday life and every at-bat.
I hope so.
Do you know how many players in Major League Baseball history have won more than three MVPs?
I know Bonds won 7, and I don't know if anybody's won more than 3. I do know that there's been multiple people win 3.
Pudge is always my MVP.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's it. It's Bonds at 7. Here's the group that Trout is in right now, because there's 10 of those people. You've got Trout. You've got Pujols. You've got A-Rod. You have Mike Schmidt, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Roy Campanella, Stan Musial, Joe DiMaggio, and Jimmy Fox. That's it. That's the group. And all who aren't at least implicated in steroids are all either in the Hall of Fame or on their way, in Pujols' case, to the Hall of Fame. And that's like,
he's finished second a whole bunch of times, too.
Yes, I think
he's
finished
three times second.
Correct. So we have no doubt that if he retired this second, he's in the Hall of Fame at 28, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Isn't Mike Trout already in discussions pretty reasonably for, like, being top 10 player of all time in baseball?
That's an interesting question. Like, I had that conversation with Jared a little bit ago, and I said probably already top 20, because if you have 6 MVP finishes in the top 2, like, you have to be in the mix. And now we'll see if his team can do anything to, you know, help his legacy.
For recency discussion, where would you put Griffey in your top players? Is he in your top 20?
I already think that Mike Trout is better than Ken Griffey Jr.
And Griffey only had one MVP.
Well, like,
I don't know if it's because the era he was playing in or what, but one AL MVP. And as good, as naturally talented as he was.
I will say, if you go to Griffey from what he did from age 19 to 28 and what Trout did, Trout will have a little bit better numbers, but they're very similar. I mean, as in, Ken Griffey Jr. was on pace to become the greatest of all time with the home runs, RBIs, runs scored, you know, hits and everything. And then his body deteriorated. That's where this comes into play when we're talking Mike Trout is, hey, if he can stay at his prime to his early to mid-30s, then he blows everybody out of the water. But if he gets the hamstring stuff that Ken Griffey Jr. got, then we're going to look at it and go, man, for a 10-year period, you might have not seen a better player like Ken Griffey Jr. And then the last 7 to 8 years of his career, you're like, he was still good, but it just wasn't the same because his body just wouldn't hold up for him.
Now, number 5 on our list of big storylines, 60 storylines, 60 games, the Nationals try to repeat as World Series champions. How viable do you think this is? Because we already mentioned him moving over to the Angels. The automatic thing you think about is losing Anthony Rendon is huge.
It'll be really tough, but if they can make the playoffs and you get to pitch Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin as your 1-2-3 in a series, it can be really tough to beat a team. And, you know, I know we'll get to it later. They do have Juan Soto, who is trending towards one of the best players in the game of baseball, too. He's just super young. But their lineup takes a major hit. But if they can somehow in 60 games make the playoffs and Scherzer, Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin are all healthy for you, they become a major problem.
This might be something that we can discuss at length another day, but I am really curious, Bassick, do you think that Juan Soto will be the next best player in Major League Baseball? So, like, it's going to take a couple years, let's say, for Trout to cycle out of that role. Who do you think, is it going to be Soto that's the next best player?
I think it's going to be Ronald Acuña Jr.
Okay.
That's my guess. But I mean, I'm so excited about this 60 game season that we're at least getting baseball, because there's guys like Pete Alonso, and I know, different player, right? And he's not a defensive player at all, so I don't think he'll reach that status. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you know, offensively, how crazy will he be? Corey, when you mentioned the guys that could hit 60 or 70 home runs, like, I don't think anybody will ever do 70 or 70 plus again. Mm-hmm. But dude, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. putting on that home run derby exhibition, can he be a guy in a full season to hit 60 home runs? Maybe. You know, I mean, there's so many guys right now, but I will lean, Kevin, towards Ronald Acuna Jr. being the next best player in baseball, but Juan Soto does have a chance to be it too.
And Corey, I want to throw this out for you, but we can always revisit it. Fear not. Number six biggest storyline. This should be number one, and I know it's number one in your heart. How much will people hate the Astros?
Probably not enough, because there won't be any fans in the stadium. And that's ticking me off, because at first I was like, finally, everybody will feel the wrath of the fan base. But there aren't going to be any fans in the stands to yell and bang trash cans while the Houston Astros are playing.
Remind me to get into this during Baseball Nuggets, because we got to go to our next segment. How many times will the Dodgers, because they get to play the Astros four times, peg some of their players, and you can't go charge the mound in anything because of coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You know what, Corey, from now on, every time we bring up this segment, I'm going to start with, how much will people hate the Astros? Just for you, every time.
Mr. D.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.